Barb Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music.
In 2023, a new festival will be held in Canton the first weekend of October. Mountain Memories Productions and the Haywood County Historical Society, working alongside the town of Canton, will produce the first Plottoberfest. This festival merges Plottfest, which celebrates the Plot Hound, North Carolina's state dog, and a more traditional Oktoberfest. For this episode, we spend some time with Bob Plott of Mountain Memories Productions. Bob's family developed the Plot Hound, and Bob carries on that legacy through his work as an author, speaker, and music promoter. Bob shared some of his family history.
My family's been in Western North Carolina between, at least 1750, perhaps before, maybe as early as 1742. There's some debate about that, but they originated in Germany at that time, which was called the Palatinate, and it was made up of a lot of separate feudal kingdoms, and most of my male descendants were gamekeepers, and they all worked for these feudal kingdoms. Instead of one big country like Germany is now, the Palatinate was made up of multiple feudal kingdoms, and the gamekeeper played a real big role in not only hunting and, producing meat for the table, but also was in charge of livestock, cows, horses, pigs, cattle, and dogs. And over the course of several generations, they developed this multi-purpose dog and eventually brought it with them to America.
The name of the Dutch Cove community outside of Canton tells the story of German heritage in Haywood County.
Kind of a funny story behind that. A lot of people thought that a lot of people from maybe Holland or the Netherlands lived there because of the name Dutch Cove, but that wasn't it at all. The German word for fatherland or something like douche or something like that, Deutschland. And some of the Scotch-Irish and English settlers heard the Germans talking about the Deutschland, and so they started calling Dutch Cove where they lived. So there was a huge influence, Scotch-Irish, high Scottish Highlanders, that type of folks certainly were a huge part of Appalachian mountain heritage, but Germans were a huge influence as well.
Bob shared what defines the Plot Hound as well as what makes the breed unique.
Back in those days, fences were used to keep animals out, not in. In other words, hogs and cattle and that sort of thing range free, so they would use those dogs to herd them back in the fall, So there were just these amazing multi-purpose dogs that could hunt most anything. But they, as far as physically, they were really famous for their brindle coat, that kind of tiger stripe look, dark. Sometimes it's a dark base coat with a light stripe. Other times it's like the opposite of that. And then you sometimes see a black saddleback, and sometimes you see one of the buckskin. And sometimes there's some solid black ones too, but the brindle's the main thing. And unlike a lot of dogs in the hound category, they don't have that real bloodhound-looking look. Their ears are more pancake-shaped. They're very athletic-looking, thicker through the chest. Renowned for their stamina and tenacity, but more than anything, I think it's their intelligence. They're just super, super smart, fiercely loyal.
This breed of dog inspired Plottfest.
The actual original festival was called Plottfest, and it actually started back in 2012. And we did it the first 4 years, 2012 to 2016 in Maggie Valley, and at the festival grounds. And the whole idea then was that we just wanted to kind of celebrate the heritage of the North Carolina state dog, the Plot Hound, as well as mountain heritage, and kind of incorporate music and concerts into that as well. Didn't really have a lot of other historical programs. It was just basically some dog events and some, a lot of great music. Balsam Range usually headlined it every year, but we had all sorts of different bands, Blue Highway, a lot of great bluegrass bands played there over the years. And one of the things we always tried to do was contribute a lot of money the bulk of the money to charity. We raised close to, I think it was $130,000 for Haywood and Jackson County Head Start programs during that time.
Here's how Plottoberfest came to be.
This year, 2023, we decided to try to branch out a little bit, and we used our company, Mountain Memories Productions, that Mike McLean and I are partners in. Mike is president of the Haywood County Historical Society, so we really wanted to bring them into it and do a lot of stuff featuring the Historical Society and do some historical programs. And so they worked out a deal with the town of Canton. We started it starts on Thursday afternoon with all the mayors from local Haywood County towns. And I think Chuck Edwards, the congressman, is going to be there. And then we're going to have some German polka band music. We've got Bearwaters Brewery brewing up a special German beer for us. And then on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, we've got programs all day, children's programs, historical programs. The Geological Society is going to be doing some specific programs about German settlers in Haywood County and Dutch Cove in particular. And I'm going to be doing a plot dog program on Friday, I think it is.
Music will be a key aspect of the festival. Bob shared more about what the music attendees can expect to hear.
What we try to do is incorporate music that we feel like reflects Appalachian heritage, and you know, I'd be lying if I didn't say it reflects my own personal taste too, you know. We just really want to try to look at, you know, authentic, genuine artists that I feel like reflect mountain culture, and not just past mountain culture, which is very important, but also how it's evolving too.
Plottoberfest comes at a time when the town of Canton has been severely impacted by the closing of the Canton paper mill after 115 years of operation. Bob spoke about how he hopes this festival can help the community.
Originally, when we first started talking about it, ironically enough, the mill hadn't shut down yet. And so we started talking about it and started planning even before it did. And I remember in one of our earliest planning sessions, we were out there at the park, and I looked over there. You could see the paper mill from the park, and I thought to myself, you know, wonder how much longer that place is going to be there, because it just, you know, I just didn't, everything I was seeing and reading didn't seem like it was going to be, you know, long term. But I felt like it, you know, maybe not in my lifetime would it shut down, but I felt like probably, you know, not too far in the future it probably would. And, you know, we want to do something to celebrate the town, celebrate the history, and give those folks something to enjoy and try to keep it affordable too. You know, we really gave a lot of thought to that. Once we knew that that happened, we looked at the ticket prices and everything else there.
Here's what Bob hopes folks will find at the inaugural Plottoberfest.
It's a great opportunity for people to see some good music, learn about plot dogs, eat some good food, buy some good crafts, walk around the town of Canton and see all the cool shops and stuff they've got, and just have a good time.
To learn more about Plottoberfest and other fall festivals in Western North Carolina, visit BlueRidgeMusicNC.com.
Down the road he comes to the turn, rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down the line.
Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.